3:27. Anna here on WGN. Anna DeVlon says, little news to talk about here regarding your heart health. Chances are you or someone you know, someone in your family, struggles with some sort of heart issue. And today we want to talk with Dr. Rupa Patil. Dr. Patil is a medical doctor of cardiology at North Shore University Health System. Welcome, Dr. Patil.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. So when you look at what's claiming lives in America in terms of everything, and when you factor COVID-19 into the picture, heart disease still number one on the charts of deaths every day across America. So clearly it is a priority to take care of your heart health in these times.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Heart disease is the number one leading cause of death for both men and women. But one thing that I really want to make sure that your listeners are aware of is that even though we're in this COVID crisis, we want to make sure that our patients are not delaying their care. And at North Shore, we're offering telehealth and remote visits so we can, virtually see our patients with video conferencing. We can do, phone visits and take care of them in a very safe manner. So there's really no need to delay care. So if people are experiencing chest pain, shortness of breath, it's really important to get in with their doctor, virtually if need be.
Are you seeing that, Dr. Patil? Is a real issue of delaying care? I've heard the stories about it. I've read the stories about it. I wonder, are people still doing that even at this stage, delaying some sort of care and kind of denying the symptoms that might be really serious?
Yeah, we have seen patients delay care to the point where we're, sometimes seeing complications of heart attacks that we haven't seen in decades because patients are afraid of coming into the hospital because they don't want to contract COVID. We are unfortunately seeing those complications. So it's important to, if you're experiencing symptoms, to really get on top of them and talk to your doctor.
Okay, any advice for people preventing cardiovascular disease or working through it?
Yeah, that's a great question. So some of the best ways to help prevent cardiovascular disease are by eating a healthy diet, one that emphasizes fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, lentils, beans, less of the processed stuff, less of the things that come from animals. Engaging in regular exercise, we recommend about 75 to 150 minutes of exercise per week, and I like to tell my patients there's about 10,000 minutes in a week, so taking out about 100 minutes a week hopefully should not be too challenging. And then knowing your risk factors for heart disease and controlling those or treating those with medications if need be are the best ways to help prevent cardiovascular disease.
It's harder to get exercise in these times, but people are figuring it out. There are more and more ways to do it. Even, logging online, there are free services. People can just say, hey, if I need a motivation, there it is. I log on to some of these different health sites, and, you can do it right from home, right? You don't need to go to a gym or have a fancy gym in your house.
Absolutely. And even during non-COVID times, not to take away gym memberships, but, you can do a lot of stuff at home with, things that you have lying around the house, getting resistance bands, going onto YouTube and finding some exercise videos. Some companies are now offering free memberships for, a month or 3 months. But if you don't do regular exercise, it's important to make sure you talk to your doctor before you engage in an exercise program, just to make sure that you're safe to do it.
All right. Good to know. All good stuff. Thank you, Dr. Patil. Thanks for your time here on WGN.
Thank you.
Dr. Rupa Patil, she is a medical doctor, cardiology, North Shore University Health System. And for more information, visit northshore.org/cardio. That's the place to go. 2:31, time for the news at the bottom of the hour.